93.7, the river that goes through classic rock, redefined with Lenny Kravitz. Now you got me on this millennial kick. Once you start, you know me. I'm always trying to figure out these damn millennials. They irritate me.
Why?
Listen to this one now. 53% of millennials expect to become millionaires one day. 53% of a millionaire.
I think that's really good.
Okay, they expect to become millionaires. Listen to this one. Millennials may have ruined marriage, cereal, movies, golf, Big Macs, beer, Canadian tourism, all these things millennials have destroyed, but this is what they still have. They have high hopes for the future, and they want big bank accounts. They did this study. You know that TD Ameritrade? You ever see their commercials?
Mm-hmm.
They studied these millennials. Half of the people between ages 21 and 37 expect to eventually become millionaires or already are. Okay.
Now, that's another impressive.
That's got to be a small percentage. But how can you become a millionaire when you don't go to work?
Regis Philbin.
Is that how?
Yeah, I think so.
Wow. That's solid.
Except I don't think that show's on the air anymore.
Yeah, I don't think so either. The brokerage firm went on. They did some more surveying. They asked 1,500 American millennials at what age, if any, they thought they would officially earn the label of being a millionaire. 53% of them said they believe they'd become millionaires in their lifetime, with about 7% predicting it would happen by the time they turn 30.
Wow.
Oh, that is really high hope in it.
19% I'm a terrible millennial.
What's that, Dana?
I said I'm a terrible millennial.
Yes.
I've got 1 year after this one.
Well, and Joe, he's leader of the millennials. See, you guys need a new leader.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, they're going to take my crown.
19% of millennials think they'll be a millionaire by the age 40. 16% think they're going to be millionaires by the age 50.
Well, 50 is a more reasonable mm-hmm. age to think.
Yeah.
I mean, even 40 is a little crazy.
That's a little young, but the majority of them think that it's going to happen. Or, I'm sorry, 7%, they think they're going to do this by their 30s.
Well, that's high hopes. I mean, that's a good thing. That's thinking positively
about
the world.
It's good to have goals.
You know? Yeah.
But what's the goal? To put the controller down and to get out of mom's basement? How do you
For these guys. They don't have to put the controller down.
That's how they're doing it. They don't leave mom and dad.
Yeah, they make millions of dollars playing video games in mom and dad's basement.
I think that's a crazy expectation.
And filming it and putting it on YouTube so my son can watch it.
To expect it, kind of crazy, but I think to work for it and work towards it, I think that's a cool goal.
But they expect it.
See, yeah.
And that's why you have so many disgruntled millennials, because like you, Dana, you're going to be 30 here in, 2 years?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you make it to 30 and you're not a millionaire, you're going to be really hard on yourself, and mm-hmm. you're going to be sad, and you're going to be upset, and you're going to be disgruntled. And if you're making less than, $1 million a year, you're going to be upset at everyone, and it's going to be their fault.
Probably.
Yeah.
If what you say is true, then yes, that's where I'll be in 2 years.
Yeah. Man, these millennials. See, we joke about the entitlement and all that, but they expect to become millionaires. They don't say, we hope.
Do you expect to become a millionaire?
Do I expect it?
Did you back then?
Did I expect
it? Where they're at in life.
No, because the stupid half glass, half empty thing, I'm not even going to get into that.
So when you... It's
realism.
When they say they expect it as... So they think, yes, I'm going to be a millionaire.
They think it's more probable and likely than not.
It's not like, I'd like to one day. I sure would.
Oh, sure.
I hope. Or like Jim Carrey writing a $10 million or $1 million check to himself. That's because he expected to be a millionaire one day.
Well, he had hoped, and that was the motivation that it gave him. I want to be a millionaire. I work toward that, but I never expected it. To expect it, I think, is completely different than wanting it, striving for it, dreaming of it, hoping for it. Those so many different words feelings to describe it than expectation.
I dream. I hope. Yeah. I write things down about it, haikus and such. I
play the lottery.
Play the lottery. And yeah. I almost expect myself to not be a millionaire at 50.
Yeah, and the one thing Joe doesn't do is work hard to become one, but he dreams and writes haikus and plays lottery.
I didn't think you had to work hard if you expected it.
At one time, Joe even said, this is what Joe said, this is a true story. What he said was, that was the best chance that anyone had of becoming a millionaire was by winning the lottery. Not by hard work.
I truly believe that.
Not by saving. Not by making good investments or business decisions. Joe said the best way to become a millionaire is by playing the lottery.
Your best shot at it.
Yeah. That's cuckoo talk.
Why?
Because there's so many other things you could do to guarantee that you become a millionaire than just luck.
I may not have worked hard, but I have worked my whole life, and I'm not even close.
Well, if you weren't dumb with your money, you probably could become a millionaire within that, you know, by 30, by 40. Because if you think about it, like, just say you make $40,000 a year.
Yeah.
And say you didn't spend any of that. And I know that that's impossible, but say you didn't. It'd take you 25 years to become a millionaire.
Is that roughly the math on that?
Roughly.
Yeah.
So if you save your money and you invest correctly and things like that, I don't think that it's a far stretch of the imagination to think that you would become a millionaire.
No, I don't think it's a far stretch.
Yeah.
It's just an expectation.
Yes, correct.
You're labeling
it wrong.
Yep. Here's the thing, and Joe, probably close, when you work all these years, have we had or spent millions of dollars in our lifetime? Yeah, I'm not going to give you probably what I've earned or what I've done.
I wonder if you think so. By the time we're at 46, 43, you think we have earned and spent $1 million?
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. But to be a millionaire, you need to me, for me to be a millionaire, I want $1 million.
A year.
No, not a year. I don't even need to earn that. I need $1 million untouched in a bank without assets, without anything else. I want $1 million.
That you do not have to cut from to buy anything.
It just sits there. Yeah, I use it for investment. I use it to gain interest. I use it for whatever. But I've got $1 million outside of my home, my vehicles.
Cash money.
Cash money. That, to me, is what a millionaire means. You got $1 million in the bank.
Yeah, not with everything you have.
But I think, I think a lot of millionaires, in general, I mean, I think a lot of it's tied up in investments. I think that's part of what
I don't want that on paper. I want the actual paper.
Most millionaires do have their stuff tied in investments, I would think? Or do you think it's the other way around?
No.
They've got the money in the bank.
There's some people that like money in the bank. There's other people that want it on paper. There's other people that are scared of the banks. But yeah, most of the people out there that are millionaires, if they don't have it in the bank, they can get $1 million cash by noon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, they could have it wired over.
A true millionaire should be able to do that.
Yeah,
I would think.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, I mean, there's tons of people out there, even, you know, working, you know, lower paying jobs that have earned and went through $1 million, you know, 2, 3, 4 times, but they don't have $1 million in the bank. That, to me, is what a millionaire is. I want $1 million untouched cash.
Yeah.
You know, the guys call you up and they're like, man, we're going to the strip club and this is a good one. And there's going to be some, like, Kim K's going to be there in Coco, and they only dance for singles, and we need $1 million of them.
Kim K doesn't dance.
Well, not on Prince's stage.
No.
But you could go to the bank, and you could take out $1 million singles if need be. That's, to me, is what being a millionaire is.
That's
also making it rain.
And you can't carry that.
No, that's not raining, man. That's typhoon.
Woo!
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's
make it hurricane!
Dog and Joe.
Dog and Joe.